earlier we were chatting as well about the rail fares increase, the highest train fare rise for 9 years, which has now come into force. Labour condemned what it called a brutal rise, while the TUC union said it would make it harder for city centres to bounce back from COVID. But the government said the increase was below the rates of inflation. Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future got in touch with us. Bruce, morning.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Is it, do you think, in your eyes, perfectly acceptable, this increase? Because it is below the rate of inflation.
Well, no, it's not below the rate of inflation. I mean, inflation varies month to month, but rail fares are set based on the inflation figures in July.
Right.
They use a figure called RPI, which is a retail price index, which is 3.8%. That's where the 3.8% comes from. But RPI is an obsolete thing. It's not even official statistic anymore. It's not really considered valid or realistic by economists and experts in the field. And actually, if they used the preferred measure of inflation, which is called CPI, it would be only 2%. So, you know, who is enjoying a income increase of 3.8% right now? I doubt it's very many people. So the point is that rail fares are going up ahead of real-world inflation. They're becoming less and less affordable.
Mm. We've had a few comments into the programme today criticising people who use the rail network and trains for complaining about this increase, because if we look at the price of petrol and fuel at the pumps, that's through the roof. Everybody is being hit at the moment, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. There is a cost of living crisis. It's undoubted. But that's, you know, that doesn't give it, the government, an excuse to make it even worse by ripping off rail fares at a time when we're trying to get things back to normal, trying to encourage people to use the railway, trying to get the economy moving again. What the government should be doing is, at the very least, you know, using CPI, hopefully freezing rail fares, you know, to get people back on the railways. It's notable. Okay, so the price of oil is obviously, it's a world market thing. And, you know, crude oil is relatively expensive at the moment. But what's notable is that the amount that the government charges in fuel duty has been frozen for 12 years now. So they can afford to do it for motorists. Why can't they do the same thing for rail travels? I don't get it.
So you'd like to have seen a complete price freeze on rail fares?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have seen it years ago. But yeah, I mean, I think it's the very least that the government could do at a time like this, to give rail passengers a bit of a break.
So do you think this hits the ordinary working class person in the pocket more than anybody else?
Well, absolutely, yeah. You know, the sort of person who can afford to travel, you know, daily without batting an eyelid on their £8,000 season ticket probably will just grin and bear it. But yeah, for the ordinary sort of person who's just trying to get to work, yeah, this is the key point, you know, that it's taking an ever larger chunk of their income. So it's getting more and more expensive in real terms, less and less affordable in real terms. And that's just not fair on ordinary, hardworking people who are trying to get to work.
Yes, it's coming at a really bad time, Bruce. But some people will say that over the last 2 years, people have saved an awful lot of money on rail fare because they haven't been travelling. They've been working from home. Mm. So that they should have saved for a rainy day and should have a little pot to use to try and get them over this tough part of life.
Well, that might work once, but, you know, that little pot of money, if they were wise enough to do that, will have been spent on the gas bill, won't it? You know, because the price of fuel has gone through the roof. And that's not a long-term answer anyway, is it? Because they're going to, you know, travel by train next year and the year after and the year after, and that pot will just dry up. Mm. You know, we need to encourage people back to work, and, you know, pricing people off the railways is not the way to do it.
Yeah, and of course, there's those wider implications, isn't there, in terms of people using rail networks. Our city centres are going to struggle. Our independent retailers, cafes, convenience stores, they're not going to have the same footfall if people aren't using the trains.
No, very good point. You know, those businesses that you just described that suffer from that depend on you know, city centre business have suffered over the last 2 years. So it's important that we help them. And if you're talking about wider issues as well, think about the environment. We had COP26 when the government made all these promises about, you know, going clean and green. Rail is one of the cleanest, greenest forms of transport there is. And yet, what are they doing? You know, again, time and time again, they're pricing people off it. They're driving us towards polluting cars, which are clogging up our road network.
Bruce, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you. Bruce Williamson with his views on the current increase in rail fares that came in today. 0800 141